Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the night's main event.
Brett Allen.
Happy holidays, everybody. We have a special guest today. We're talking with actor, storyteller. This is a great conversation. Break-in star Jessica Morris. This film is currently streaming on Roku and Peacock, and she stars alongside Billy Baldwin. How exciting. Such a fun movie. And of course, I think most people would probably know you from the daytime soap opera One Life to Live, but this is really cool. Congratulations. I appreciate your time and thanks for hanging out today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, well, you're very busy. So let's talk about this film. This is a lot of fun. It's a thriller, edge of your seat, genre bending type story. How exciting was it to work on this film? And it's a lot of fun for sure.
Yeah, it was so fun because it's sort of like a thriller because you don't know what's going to happen and it's a slow burn, but then there's this masked killer that I get to actually like fight with. So there was a lot of dramatic emotional stuff, but then I got to do kind of like some stunts and some fight sequences. So that made it really exciting for me.
Yes, I think so. And of course you're working with a Baldwin brother. So there's that. How did the project come about for you? Traditionally, I know it's like an offer or an audition. I guess the better question would be is what sort of interested you in the project particularly?
Yeah, they sent me the offer. And when I read the script, I just thought it would be a great catalyst for me to kind of show what I can do as far as like the physical stuff. And then also the kind of deep emotional stuff that was going on with the character. So I thought it was a wonderful opportunity and I took it. And then afterwards I found out who else was attached. And that made it even more enticing. But the character from the get-go was something that I wanted to play.
Yeah. I watched it late last night. It's a really good story. I mean, it's fun. It's exciting. And, I think we're in a time right now where people just crave good content, right? And I think that's what's important. So you've had a very healthy and robust career. I mean, you've worked on a lot of things. I've seen you in a lot of things. Of course, I as I mentioned at the beginning, Jennifer Rappaport is a huge part of your life. We'll talk about that at the end because I think that's the obvious elephant in the room as far as what you're known for. But when it comes to picking a project or being a part of something, what is important to you, Jessica, as a storyteller? Like what is maybe one or two things that you look for that you go, okay, these boxes have to be ticked off or hopefully can be ticked off, to commit your time to as an actor?
I mean, there's always like, it has to fulfill like one of three things. It's either going to, take your career to the next level, or it's something that you just really connect with. It pays a lot of money, honestly. I'm not going to lie about
that. Yeah, no, I hear that a lot from some of the biggest actors. I mean, sometimes it's a paycheck and that's okay because I think you've earned that, right? At this point, as far as like...
Yeah, it has to fill one of those boxes and that is one of them. I mean, you might not necessarily completely connect, but it's like a really good paycheck that you need to help you and your family and whatever. So those are the three things. But honestly, as far as like when I connect with a character, it doesn't have any boxes it needs to fill. It's just, it's a weird thing. Like, it's just a feeling. Like when I read a script, sometimes it's like I automatically already feel like I am the character, like halfway through the script, you know, like I already feel like the feelings are coming through me. And so when I finish the script like that, I just feel like, well, I have to play her, you know, I feel like it's just, I want it to work out because it's a character that feels like it's already in me or something.
Yeah, I totally get that. Like you're almost connecting with that person right away, which is a good feeling, right? Because then it validates to you, this is something I feel like I can do a good job out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. Well, again, you've just done a lot of different things, but when it comes to acting and that sort of thing in your journey that you've had, where did the interest come into it for you to go, okay, this is something that I want to do, or I want to be a part of somewhere, somehow along the line?
I mean, I remember as a kid, you know, I was very quiet and I didn't have a lot of ways to express myself. I took dance classes and I kind of got into expressing myself with like my body through that. But, I always, you know, watched movies and watched TV shows, and I just had this feeling, and I would tell people, you know, I feel like I could do that. Again, it was just this instinct that I had, and some people didn't really believe me. They were like, okay, sure, whatever. but then when I started, you know, even just acting in plays in school and everything, it was very easy for me to go from like this shy little girl to kind of jump into this character and have this confidence. And it was another way for me to express myself in a way I'd never been able to before. And it just worked for me.
Yeah. And then the more that you do, the more interesting it becomes, right? And then you start experiencing all the success, the money, whatever, the fame, the recognition, and then it just feels natural to you. Like if you weren't doing this, is there a 9-to-5 job that you feel like you would enjoy doing or that you would be good at? I mean, outside of obviously waiting tables when you're starting, or I don't know, Uber and Lyft now, I guess, is the new table waiting. I think a lot of young actors don't get to experience that grind of trying to wait tables, take a break, go to an audition in West Hollywood, wherever, right, and then drive all the way back and pick up the dinner shift.
I know. I feel like I was still in that generation where you had to just work your butt off. You know, like I definitely waited tables for many years, and now it's like you could just be an influencer and like make silly videos at home and probably make more than I've ever made in my life. Like, it's ridiculous.
Really?
But
even on a soap opera, I mean, you've been on that show for a million years, I feel like, which is very cool. You know, that's an interesting thing to think about, honestly.
Yeah. But, you know, I still actually, I like to keep myself busy, and no matter how much success you have, you know, a show could get canceled or, you know, the film ends and I don't want to just sit around doing nothing. So, I like to always keep myself doing something. Actually, with my, my best friend, her and her mom own a wholesale toy company. So in between films and, acting roles, I still help them, design packaging and come up with new toy ideas. So I guess I'm sort of like a little elf myself.
Yeah, I love that. Well, very cool. That's a lot of fun. I mean, you have to keep yourself occupied, right? Like we were talking to Sean Cannon, you know, who's part of the huge soap world, and as much as his character has come back and gone and come back and all of the things, he said something interesting too about the fact that you just have to keep yourself busy in some way, shape, or form, because things happen like a pandemic or a strike and you can't work, right? So it just becomes very challenging. Well, again, there are a lot of accoutrements and a lot of things that come along with being an actor, the ups and downs, but I think success can be defined in different ways, right? So for you as an actor, like where does the form of validation come from? Does it come from friends? Does it come from family? Does it come from, you know, a creative or exciting role like this current project? Like, where do you find validation as a person?
I think if you're looking for it outside of yourself, you're never going to really fulfill what you need, you know, from that. Because when I've looked for it from outside influences, it you know, then all of a sudden you get a bad review, or, you know, it's just in your whole world comes crashing down. So you can't really expect it from outside of yourself. It has to be a feeling. You know, I decided long ago, actually, when I had a dry spell years and years ago, I had decided I moved back to Florida for a couple months because I was just so discouraged. And at that time I said, you know, I have to go back because this is what I'm passionate about. And even if I spend my entire life trying, but never get to where I think I should get, that's enough for me. So just living the life of like trying to do the things that I love and that I feel that I'm destined for, that for me is success. Then when I book a movie or something, it's like icing on the cake. And I mean, I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but every time I take on a role, I sort of meditate or pray, or, you know, however you want to look at that. But like, I think about how I can, you know, sort of have everything that I want to express, like kind of come through me like a channel, you know, like from some higher source. That if I can touch like one person, or then that for me is success. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great. Well, as we wrap here, I would love to talk about One Life to Live, if we can, for just a minute. I know that's a big part of your life, but I'm interested more in like the technical side of things, from doing film and television, and then working on a soap opera, things like that. When you first got introduced to that world, and I understand that they film and tape differently, was it a culture shock to you to realize how differently? I understand they used to at least film differently, as far as like the amount of pages that you would do in a day. You know, it's just like running and gunning, trying to get episodes out, because everything's happening in real time, so to speak. My grandmother used to sit by her television every day, my mom, and wait for new episodes to come out as they were probably filming them, you know, which is crazy to think.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started on the soap, I was kind of like, what did I get myself into, to be honest? Because it's like a factory. I mean, there's so many pages a day, and it's like you have to be ready to go on that first take, and it's just so much melodramatic stuff. I was just like, I don't know. I want to do movies. I want, you know, to be more introverted and have the camera just pick up everything and not have to be so animated. And but, you know, I had a really great experience and I learned a lot. And soap actors are some of the most hardworking people, and I definitely have an amazing work ethic from being on that show. And I wish I had even appreciated it more when I was actually on it, but I appreciate it so much now. And I would definitely take a role again if the right one came along. But I also still do love doing movies. I like having multiple angles and takes, and being able to, you know, be a little more internal about certain things.
No, I love it. No, it totally does. Well, very talented work. So many great projects. One last question. Out of all the things that you've done, I know the life of an actor can be just up and down, all over the place. But is there one project for you in particular, Jessica, where it just solidified for you that you knew this was what you were meant to be doing? Like, there was nothing else that you would want to do, so to speak?
You know, I mean, that was pretty much from the first time I did an acting job. Even it was just a commercial, but it was like I was 16, very job, and just that in it itself, like playing and having fun and playing pretend, I was just like, this is for me, you know. But every time I'm on set, I feel like that. There's not really one project. It's just, you know, it is a very hard industry, and there's a lot of ups and downs, and you're kind of like, why am I doing this to myself? You know, there are times where you feel like that, but then you get on set, you know, for a film or something, and you're like, this is why. I mean, this is where I'm supposed to be, you know. And when you know that, it's so assuring, you know, and when you feel that, you can't not do it.
I love it. Well, congratulations on this current project. Again, it's available to stream and watch now. And of course, all the other wonderful Lifetime films you've been a part of, just a large gamut of very great work. I'm glad we were able to make it happen. Are you ready for the new year? Did you have a good holiday, Christmas, or however you celebrate? You're ready to move on to 2024 for sure.
Ready. Yeah, I feel refreshed and ready to take on the new year. How about you? Are you excited?
I am. Yeah, we had a good Christmas. So this is literally our last interview until next year. So thank you so much for your time, Jessica. I really appreciate you and love your work. And thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
A major proportion.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.